Well, let's start by talking about this very cool event that's coming up for you on April 11th, Westport, Connecticut, at the VFW there. Our friends at Laughing Gas Comedy presenting a night of comedy, and you and a couple very talented comics joining you on stage.
Yeah, it should be a fun night. You know, I took a look at a map of Connecticut, and I just started throwing a bunch of darts, and I was like, what town should I take over? And I decided on Westport.
Well, that's a pretty good one right there. Isn't that where Paul Newman used to live?
Yes. I think his daughter actually performs jazz at the VFW like either once a week or once a month. So we're hoping to get in on his food empire if they're still involved.
I was born in Hartford. I don't know if I think Westport's funnier than Hartford. I mean, they're insurance guys in Hartford. How funny can they be?
I think there's nothing but insurance guys in Hartford, to be honest. I don't think anybody does anything else in that city.
You've also got a gig coming up, too. You're out in Indiana, Fort Wayne, at the comedy club there, Fort Wayne Comedy Club, on April 5th for a show.
That's right. Yeah, that's actually, it's not a new club, but it's a new owner. A friend of mine who owns another comedy club in Ohio called Crackpots Comedy Club worked out a deal where he kind of took over that place too. So it's my first time there and first time back in Indiana in 7 or 8 years. So I hope they're ready for me.
Boy, and I was looking at your schedule, Joe. You are a busy guy. You are all over the country, a lot in the East, but really everywhere over the course of the next few months.
Yeah, I would love to mix in some other random states, but I've got a pretty good amount of travel planned out for the next like 3 months or so.
That's fantastic. Now, in your bio, it says you performed in 25 states. Can you name them? No, I'm not.
No. I can probably name them. Well, I can tell you I've not performed in Hawaii or Alaska. Yes, I probably could. I finally, my last East Coast state that I checked off the list was North Carolina, actually, in 2023.
Utah, that doesn't strike me as a particularly funny state. Have you played there?
I have not. But funny enough, I think the first comedy club to reopen after COVID was in Utah. So maybe there's more to it than we think.
Okay, maybe I'm judging them by their cover. That could certainly be the case. You got a lot going on. I love your YouTube show, the Joe Pontillo Show on YouTube that you you do every month. And man, I'll tell you, it takes a lot of guts. It, just you. Just you talking and being very funny. I mean, I do this thing, but I got people that I get to talk to take some of the pressure off.
Right. And it's, when I'm filming those episodes, like I've had guests on a few times and I want to start to have guests on more regularly. But when I'm just doing it myself, I like the free flowing aspect of it. But then also when I say something where I make myself laugh later on, I'm like, but is anyone else going to laugh or am I just going to look like a psycho? You can't tell.
So what did you think of the Super Bowl halftime show?
Nothing.
No, I loved what you said about that on your show. I agreed completely because there are those people who just, they don't even care about the game. They just wait all year to weigh in on the halftime show.
Exactly. And it doesn't help that the game was so bad this year so that a lot of people, got to make a whole show about the halftime show. And it's just like, people need to kind of just live their lives, like use the halftime show to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it used to be. I'm so old, I remember when Up With People played at halftime.
Oh, my God. I'm not that old, but I recently discovered Up With People, and we need to bring them back. I think we need them right now as a country. I think that would really unite people in a way we didn't expect.
I think that's the thing that might pull us back together as a nation is some good Up With People family entertainment.
Right. But, nowadays there'd be a rival group called Down With People. You just can't win.
The polarization of America everywhere you go. We're talking with Joe Pontillo here on Downtown. I understand you went through a move, which is never fun for anybody. You're back on Long Island now?
Yeah, well, I'm actually kind of between Long Island and Brooklyn, I would say. So I'm originally from Long Island. moved, you know, did the whole move to the city sort of for comedy thing for 12 years. And now I'm back in Long Island, but still have an apartment in Brooklyn. I don't really know where I live, so I'm kind of looking forward to all the road gigs I'm doing.
Do you have trouble remembering where your stuff is at times?
Only the important things like checkbooks and tax documents.
What is what's the state of comedy right now, live comedy in New York? Let's start there. I know we've seen some ups and downs. Where is it right now?
New York comedy is kind of in a weird place because we're sort of in this weird point where I feel like we're contracting and getting less, like the more famous comedy clubs are starting to go a little bit. Caroline's is gone. Dangerfield's is gone, but now they're actually back as Rodney's, which crazy name change. And and then some of the other older clubs maybe aren't doing so well. But then there's also all these new clubs popping up, especially in Brooklyn, of all places. Like every, you know, hip town right now in Brooklyn or hip area has a comedy club. And it doesn't feel sustainable, but no one seems to want to stop opening comedy clubs.
It's an interesting landscape out there, too, and you take advantage of the technology with your podcast. You've got a terrific website as well that people can go visit, and we'll tell you more about that in a little bit. You can get your stuff out there and get eyes on it, and you don't have to deal with some of what people had to deal with in the past. So there are more platforms, but does that mean it's a little bit easier to get lost in the shuffle at times?
Oh, yeah. Like, you're completely lost in the shuffle. Like, I always like to say, you know, years ago when you were doing comedy, you know, someone might come up to you and go, oh, wow, my, you know, my sister's husband's, you know, brother-in-law's coworker does comedy. And now somebody comes up to you and they're like, hey, I do comedy. Do you know me? There's just so many comedians or people claiming to be comedians. And you know, it's not like they're at, well, maybe they are advertising it a little bit somewhere on Craigslist or who knows, backstage or something. But yeah, I don't know. I got into comedy, you know, in the like mid-2000s when I thought it was the type of industry where you just, you know, you get up there and you do your thing and then somebody discovers you a la, you know, Seinfeld or Kevin James or Chris Rock or somebody. And they're like, hey, you got something, kid. Come on and have a TV show.
Well, you've done some acting. You've a couple of movies. Social Media Killed the Supervillain, Sunday, and both those played the festival circuit as well. Any more of that coming in the future for you, in the near future?
So the Sunday movie is actually a cool movie. It's a racing movie that takes place in the 70s, and I filmed my scenes already, but they're actually filming a sequel for it right now. You could watch the first movie on Roku and I think Amazon as well. I'm shockingly the comedic relief in the movie. I'm kind of a very curmudgeon-y pit boss type character. And definitely got a lot of big laughs at the movie premiere.
And did you find that producers were reaching out to you after they saw your performance as a talking cloud?
not so many producers, but I definitely, someone tried to hire me for their kid's birthday party after that as the cloud.
Wow.
And and I was like, well, what do they want me to do?
Want you to make it rain, Joe. Can you make it rain?
They said, exactly. They said, well, probably some cloud stuff. I'm like, well, I might need a couple other guys for that.
Oh, you're Stratus. I was hoping for Cumulus. This is not what I had in mind for a cloud. Can you look, play different clouds?
You know, there was just one costume I was fitted for, and that's it. I can't, I can't be switching between cloud costumes.
I think you got to stick to what brought you there is your original cloud formation, as it were.
Yes. And wandering into the audition, like I was already wearing the cloud costume. I think that really sold it for them.
Hey, tell me a little bit, give me some inside skinny on our friend Kenjamin Franklin. I want to be able to tweak him now and again.
Oh, Kenjamin Franklin. He's my favorite. I'm not only working with him to create, you know, comedy shows and radio shows and whatnot, but I guess I'm also his approval person for logo designs.
Oh, well, boy, if that's the case, I tip my cap because I love the logos that he's come up with that he's shared with me for Laughing Gas.
Oh, yeah. He comes up with something new, I feel like, every 24 hours. And he sends me a semi-threatening message saying, new Laughing Gas logo should be here in 22 hours. And I'm like, what? I feel very, what does that mean? Is it coming in my mail? Am I going to see it in the sky?
I get those messages, too. Now I feel a little better about things.
Okay. I thought it was, now I'm a little jealous. I thought it was just me all this time.
Oh, well, yours are much better. I think more thought goes into the ones he sends to you.
Perhaps. But he's great. I actually first connected with him maybe about 12 years ago. And he booked me on exactly one show in the Catskills. And then we sort of lost touch for a while. And then we reconnected in the last year and feels like we're going to do some good things together.
Well, that's fantastic. Check out Joe coming up April 5th in Fort Wayne, Indiana, at the Fort Wayne Comedy Club. April 8th, Big Wave Comedy at 10 Degrees Bar in New York City. The 11th at the VFW in Westport, Connecticut for the Laughing Gas-sponsored comedy night. And other dates coming up, April 16th at the Grizzly Pear in New York City, Napper Tandy's in Smithtown on April 17th, Michael's in Island Park, New York on the 18th, and Don't Tell Comedy on the 19th. Just go to the website at joepuntillo.com and check out the great stuff. You've got a terrific YouTube page as well with all kinds of fun stuff, including the Joe Puntillo Show.
Yes, thank you. I sad to say I've been on YouTube since about 2006, and probably like more than half of my subscribers came in the last 2 years. But finally trying to do something with that. I think they like regular content, and now you can post YouTube shorts, which is very helpful. So trying to be there more. So smash that subscribe button if you're listening to
Absolutely. Good stuff. Hey, Joe, good talking with you. We wish you well out on the road here, and we hope to catch up with you again down the road.
All right. Well, thank you for having me, Rich.